try this again. I'm not upset by any means. I get it.
Oh, I get it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
On another episode of We're Doing This at the Last Possible Second on a Thursday.
Yeah, so
I just spilled beer all over my fucking pant leg.
We went ahead and scheduled an interview that got canceled, so we scheduled another interview, which has now last minute got canceled. Hold on, I'm reading a text message.
The last minute cancellation may result in a trip to Tennessee.
It might.
It's out there right now. It's up in the air.
Yeah. So, and I'm waiting on text messages and stuff like that right now. And I'm not going to say who it is or whatever the fuck is going on, because it's none of my business to put that out there. But there is apparently a broken Dodge transmission.
Dodge. I mean, like dick beaters on that thing.
There's apparently a broken Dodge transmission in Tennessee right now. And for those that don't know, the day that this is releasing, today is the day of the Blake Fitzgerald meet in Jamestown, Tennessee.
Yes, when you folks be hearing this.
When this drops, 12 hours from now, Blake Fitz...
12 hours from now?
Or when it drops...
Like 3 hours from now?
No. Well, they'll be hearing it in 3 hours is when it'll be dropping. But from the drop point in 12 hours...
Oh, yeah, fair.
...is when that will be opening.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a dyno competition and stuff like that. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Anyways. But I don't know. We're waiting on stuff. We may go. We may not go. We wait. Whatever. I don't really give a shit. But...
It's good dad lore.
Yeah, it's good dad lore. We went ahead and let the folks know that we have a good used probably 68... at our disposal, and they can have it if they need it. Not necessarily have it. Like, it's going to have to be paid for, obviously.
That's minor stuff can all be worked out.
Yeah, we can work this out.
The main
out
point is getting our friends back on the road.
Exactly.
And getting them through this shenanigan.
Yes, exactly. Especially the circumstances they're underneath right now. Because they pulled a loaded trailer for hours to
hell
get to that show.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So even... Anyways,
I just remembered I put the mega cabin timeout.
Why did you? You never actually told me why you put that thing in timeout.
It started having a stroke again yesterday.
What do you mean?
The last time it freaked out, and it's because the wires were laying on the drive shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's doing that again. However, I don't think it tore the wires up this time.
So you think the transmission's just doing transmission things?
Well, no. The OD off light keeps flashing, and the high trans temp light keeps flashing.
You're going to have to decipher this for me, because I don't know Dodge. What does that mean exactly?
I don't know.
Is that a 48?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was a 48, but I wasn't sure.
I need...
What?
This is really going to prove the point that people that turn wrench don't take care of their own shit. I need to check the fluid in it. Because I bet the last time I checked the fluid in it was like, I don't know, 4 years ago.
Okay, so let's...
I didn't even check it when I put it back together.
So let's speculate this real quick.
It might be out of fluid.
No, we're not speculating. Let's quickly speculate this real quick.
Okay.
We'll say the white Dodge is out of this. The mega cab is out of
this.
Okay, we'll say that guy's legitimately in timeout and he has actual problems. We probably should not take him.
He has gremlins.
The 6-liter also has gremlins.
It's in timeout.
The 6-liter's also in timeout.
We're hoopty in a 2G with 500 on it.
It's either that or the GMT 400 platform. Here's the deciding factor. Does the 2G have a bed hookup?
No.
It doesn't have a gooseneck. No. Oh, no.
However,
it would make
I know difference. Where there's one at that does have a bed hookup, and it's already hooked to the trailer.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Whatever will we do? Other than it's got 410s in it, and that thing has about 70 mile an hour in it.
I'm really curious what the GMT 400... Elaine.
The gal.
I'm really curious what gear ratio that thing has in it.
I don't know. I don't know what the half tons came with.
I don't know
what the options were, to be honest.
I don't either.
It's probably like
a 370 or something?
Maybe? I was thinking...
It might be lower, because that's
like
a WT.
Like a 342.
Well, but it's a WT. It might be lower. WT,
maybe a 373. I don't know what they came with. I honestly don't know what they came with.
I don't either. I mean, it's surely not a 410 in that truck.
No.
No.
410 and a half ton heinous. That's nefarious.
That's just silly.
That's nefarious, if you will.
I'll tell you one thing. That truck does a decent burnout.
It does a decent one-tire fire.
I need to get on Amazon and buy a lunchbox.
What do you need to do that for?
You don't know what a lunchbox is?
There's a welder sitting, like, somewhere in this general.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lunchbox for a 10-bolt, they call it a lunchbox rear end. It's this kit you get.
Yeah.
And it locks both of them up.
Yeah.
But you still get the limited slip out of it. Oh. Which is nice, because then I can do 2 tire fires with a V6.
The point is to make it live, not kill it. If we figure out that we can burn both tires off that thing, that's the only thing we're ever going to do to it from now until it blows up.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then, you know what? We're not going to stop there because, oh, we're in this truck, $300. Why would we stop there?
Exactly.
We're going to do something stupid like stuff an LS in it.
Mm-hmm. I already have a little itch to put a 350 in it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, no, here we go. Anyways. Actually, at second thought of this debacle, the 2G probably would be the better platform to take down there.
It would.
For one simple fact.
What you got?
It has a radio.
Mostly. There's no functioning speakers on your side of the truck.
That's still better than no radio.
It's also not straight piped, so it's tolerable at highway speeds.
This is true. Well, and the GMT 400 isn't either.
No.
No.
Yeah, dude.
What? You wanna just hack them up?
Hack it.
Oh, no. Now.
Yeah, we'll make it a special.
No.
We'll make it a special.
No.
It has to compete.
We're not doing that. No straight pipe V6s in this area.
Come on.
Absolutely not.
We'll put a little
stupid
cam in it.
Absolutely not.
Bar none, though. And I will die on this hill. V6 Chevys sound better than any other V6 out there.
They do.
Because Chevy said... Let's cut 2 cylinders off with this fucking 8-cylinder.
They do sound a lot better than, like, Ford V6s.
You know what they don't have either? Casting issues.
What Ford V6 had a casting?
All of them! Every Ford, like, ever has fucking casting issues.
Do they?
You're telling me you're the most hardcore Ford dick rider that I know?
Well, but I buy
And you don't know about fucking casting issues?
I buy the good Ford motors, though.
No, you don't.
What do you mean I don't?
6 liters had casting issues. 7.3s had casting issues.
I've never heard of this. I'm being honest. I've never heard of it.
3 liters and 4s both had casting issues, but one was way worse. And I don't remember. I think it was the 4-liter.
It probably was the 4-liter. Knowing 4-liters, it probably was.
Yeah, dude, all the casting sand and shit. The last 7.3 I did a glow plug on, or a block heater on.
Mm-hmm.
When I took it out, casting just like... That's cool. Yeah, Ford, notoriously, I forget, it was one of the plants that manufactured the motors, but notorious for casting sand, and it's not like they're weak castings necessarily, but there's just a bunch of junk in them.
Okay, that's what I thought you were getting at.
No, it's not like a 53 block.
That's what I thought you were getting at.
No, not necessarily.
That's what I was like. I've never heard of blocks cracking or splitting, really. I mean, under
we had a Ranger. We had a Ranger up at Culp's that was, I think it was a 4-liter. And it was plugging up the heater core.
No shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's, some of them are genuinely awful. You really didn't know about this?
I didn't.
Yeah, big time thing, Ford and casting.
I've never heard of this.
100%.
Yeah, I've been a diehard Ford guy for...
I'm not even trying to shit on Fords. I'm just...
I know you're
I'm
not.
Laying...
I know you're not. Well, and we tend to speak general facts on this podcast. General facts.
There may be hills we're willing to die on. But
I am willing to die on multiple hills. When the water rises and I'm the only one standing on the 3 foot rock, I'm standing.
You're standing on that fuck. There's a 10 foot rock over there, but I'm staying on this 3 foot one.
This is my fucking rock, and I'm standing on it. So sounds like if we do go, we'll be taking a 2G, which I had half a mind anyways. I don't know. I was back and forth in my mind, just going down there solo and just being a fucking idiot for a day and then coming back because I have work this weekend.
Yeah.
So. But my legitimate, like, I'm not going to be here tomorrow sort of deal is going to be like if I have to go help my buddy and save him or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, if the situation dictated it, we'd leave right now.
Yeah, I would leave right now and it wouldn't even be a question.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
The ballot's still out.
It is still out.
But there may be an impromptu trip to Tennessee.
It's been since last year that I've had one of those impromptu go fix it in another state trips.
I'm not sure if I've ever done one, actually.
Really? I did one last year in Georgia.
Well, I always tell, like, when everybody goes out of town, and if I don't go, I'm always like, hey, call me, I'll be there, but nothing ever breaks. Not bad enough to not get home anyway.
Well, yeah, sure. I don't know. I have never broken down away from home. I mean, other than one time, and it wasn't even my shit. It was my parents' stuff. We were in. This is actually a good story. I don't think I've ever told on the podcast.
I think you have.
Have I?
Probably.
The UConn?
Yeah. I'm almost certain.
I've told it on the podcast?
It's had to have been brought up. We've been doing this for like a year and a half. It's had to have been brought up.
Well, we can tell it again.
Okay.
We're broken records.
We'll tell. Here's a potentially new, but probably not new story.
I don't know that I have.
I'm almost certain. You're super proud of that story.
About the diff breaking?
Oh, yeah.
So we were in... I can't...
You guys were in like Louisiana or some shit, weren't you?
Yes and no. So when I was a senior in high school, my family was like, hey, we're going to go on a vacation. Where do you want to go? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, I'd like to go down to Texas.
Yeah.
I'd like to go see Texas again. So we went to a couple other spots that we didn't get to go to the first time we went to Texas, which was years before then. Now that I'm on the spot, I can't remember exactly where we went. I want to say we were leaving Fort Worth, though.
Yeah, you guys were on your... Because you were in Texas for a couple days, and you were going to go somewhere else for a couple days.
Yes, so we
and
were
it was
gonna...
in between there that...
Yes.
The shit broke, and then you left it and took a rental...
Yes.
To wherever you were going and then came back, I think, right?
Yes, pretty much what happened. But we were on our... I think it was Fort Worth we were leaving, because that's where my senior pictures were taken, was in Fort Worth, in the stockyards, which was kind of cool.
That is cool.
But we were leaving Fort Worth or San Antonio, which one of the two, and we were heading towards New Orleans.
Yep.
Because my dad always had wanted to go to New Orleans, had never had the opportunity. Well, we're in the area. Like,
why wouldn't you?
It's a state away. Whatever. We'll go over to Louisiana, and then we'll cruise home. Cool. Great idea. We're going to see New Orleans. Well, we get on the highway and start driving. My dad's driving, whatever, yada, yada, yada. And we start getting this nasty vibration once we get on the highway and we're up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
All-wheel drive Yukon, Denali Yukon, that my parents were super proud of because this is the newest vehicle they've ever bought in their entire lives. It was a 2008, if that tells you anything about my family.
That was a new body?
It was a 2008 Yukon.
Oh, I didn't know it was a new body.
It was a 2008 Yukon, all-wheel drive.
Was it an XL or a regular Yukon?
Three rows.
I think they a Yukon XL is essentially a Suburban. It is a Suburban.
Well, it is a Suburban.
But is a Tahoe.
No, it was not that.
It was a Yukon XL.
Yeah, it was a Yukon XL.
Full back glass.
Yeah, full back glass. Thing was tan in color. My mom loved this vehicle. Loved it to death. I can't remember exactly what year we bought it, but we bought it after we got rid of our Well, we bought it after we decided our Pontiac Montana was now a work beater. Because we had put 200,000 miles on a Pontiac Montana, believe it or not. And by the time we got rid of it, it had 320,000 miles.
Bad ass.
Yeah, that Pontiac Montana was a fucking trooper. Part of me learning to drive was in that Pontiac Montana. Which, by the way, Pontiac Montanas, fast for absolutely no reason.
Well, yeah, they weigh like 2 pounds. They probably had a 3,800 in it.
Yep.
You know, a hill I'm willing to die on.
What's that?
3,800s have no fucking business.
No, they have no business.
None. Literally none.
Also, 3,800 lore. Every motherfucker on the grounds of the University of Northwestern Ohio that has a 3,800 does not have a muffler. Not a single one of them have it. Anyways, we were cruising down the highway. We start getting this nasty vibration. And to me, at the time, it's coming from the front end. My dad says he can feel it in the front end. I'm like, well, maybe it's a fucking tire out of balance or something like that.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
I'm like, go ahead and pull off. I told my dad, I said, go ahead and pull off at the next exit. Maybe we can find a small mom-and-pop tire shop. We'll get these tires rebalanced real quick, and we'll see what it does. And he was like, yeah, okay, yeah, sounds like a good idea, whatever. Because apparently I'm the only one mechanically inclined in a family of five. So my dad starts getting off on an exit, and he's slowing down, and he starts feeling clunk, 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 clunk.
That guy's dead.
And so he pulls over to the shoulder of this exit and stops, and there's a massive clunk. And I get out from the vehicle, and I get underneath the front end of it, and there's just black shit dripping from the front differential.
He's dead.
Of this Yukon. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is, but it's not good. It's leaking. It's awful. So, and I love my dad to death. Really, I do. But my dad is a pessimist and an overthinker. And when you put him in a high-stress situation like this, you know, we're 20 hours from home, this, that, and the other. The vehicle just broke. Whatever.
Dude, I love my dad to death, too, but the more you talk about your dad, we literally have the same dad. I mean, bar for bar, the same fucking dad.
Yep. So
it explains so much.
So he starts halfway freaking out in the driver's seat of this Yukon XL, which actually, now that you say that, I feel like I can remember a badge on it that said Yukon XL somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
So he starts freaking out, and I decide, you know what? Fuck this. Screw it. So I get out of it, and I walk to the end of the exit ramp. And at the time, like, if anybody thinks I'm an old man now, I was way worse when I was in high school. I actually carried a notepad in my jacket pocket and in the front pocket of my pants or in the front pocket of my shirt or something like that.
Fair.
And I pulled my pen out and paper, and I wrote down the exit number. And then while walking up to the car, I started looking up shops nearby. And yeah. I found a transmission shop, and I was like, that sounds perfect.
Fair.
So I called them, and they gave me a phone number to go ahead and call to get the vehicle towed to them, which I called promptly after and told them the exit number off of the highway we were on, and they were only 2 miles away.
Yeah.
And by the time I got back in the vehicle, they were on their way.
Handled.
Handled. Situation handled. So we get towed there and whatever, and which was fun for everybody but my dad, because the tow truck driver did not have room for everybody in his day cab rollout. So me, my two brothers, and my mom all rode in the Yukon on the back of this rollback while my dad sat in the passenger seat of the rollback. And was probably talking this guy's ear off
about
how stranded we are. We get to the transmission shop, and we all go inside, and we sit in the waiting room or whatever.
Yeah.
And they drop it off the rollback. Well, the guy that was going to be working on it, the technician, goes to pull it in.
Uh-oh. Don't mind me. Just dying real quick.
The technician that was going to work on it goes to pull it in. And 10 minutes later, the owner of the shop promptly comes out to us. He says, well, looks like you guys got this thing towed just in time. because as my mechanic was pulling it into the shop, the differential split.
Badass.
So, and I have pictures of it on my phone somewhere. What year was this? I think it was 2018. Okay. No. Yeah, it was 2018. No, I'm wrong. It was 2019. It was 2019 that this happened. 18, 19, something like that. It was 18 or 19. Anyways, regardless, this is beyond the point.
It was 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, it was 5 or 6 years ago. I have pictures on my phone of this front differential, and you can see the case and casting of it. It's just fucked. It's just fucking fucked, and you can see all the cracks and lines and stuff like that. And there's a half inch gap, a 3/4 of an inch gap in a couple places, 1/4 inch gap. I mean, it's fucked. Come to find out, it's a common thing for those Yukons.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
It's news to me.
Well, it was news to me at the time too, because I was this 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
I had only been wrenching for like 2 years at that point. I didn't know. Something about, for some reason, oil doesn't quite get up to the pinion bearing right, and it makes it start. Anyways, yeah. And anybody that knows anything about a differential knows that makes sense. If you don't get enough oil to your pinion bearing,
yeah,
you're fucked. Well, it goes out over time. So we're like, well, shit, you know. My dad's still hell-bent on going to Louisiana and seeing New Orleans. He's cooled down by now. He's fine. You know.
He's great.
He's great. He's okay. You know, we're at a shop.
We're back to having the time of our life.
We're back to having the time of our lives. So, they go ahead. They found a good used front differential. Sure. And it would be there in 2 days.
Okay.
Well, if it's going to be there in 2 days, we decided to go ahead and just go over to New Orleans and come back.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, because we're not going to waste time with all this. My dad got one of the technicians to drive him to I can't remember the name of the company off the top of my head, but it's across the states rental company.
Like Enterprise or something?
Something. I think it was Enterprise. We rented so to put this into perspective, in a Yukon XL, for anybody that's never sat in one, you are a ways away from people in this vehicle.
Yeah.
Like to sit in, and we had 4 captain's chairs, 2 front seats, 2 captain's chairs in the middle, and a bench seat in the back.
Yeah,
a third row in the back. Like, you're like 2.5-3 feet away.
Yeah, you got space.
Yeah, from anybody in the vehicle at all times. The only thing available at that time from Enterprise or whoever the fuck it was to rent was a Chevy Colorado.
Badass.
Was a 4-door Chevy Colorado. So, we all shacked up in a Chevy Colorado. I sat in the passenger seat and navigated. My dad drove, and my mom sat in the middle of the back seat with my 2 little brothers on either side of her. Which we were 18, 16, and 13 at the time.
Okay.
I think is how old everybody was. I think that checks out. Yeah, I think 18, 16, and 13 at the time. So we're not small kids by any means.
No.
We're, you know, like preteen, if not a teenager or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I think a 13 is preteen, but that's just me. And we shacked up and drove from wherever the fuck we were. We were not an hour away from wherever we were. San Antonio or Fort Worth, whatever the place was. We weren't an hour away from there. So we drove from Texas to New Orleans in the Chevy Colorado.
Badass.
And I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. We were driving in the Chevy Colorado, and there was this part of this drive. I can't tell you what highway it was, but it was like it had just gotten redone at the time, and they fucked it up. And there was about a 0.5-mile stretch of it that was, like, the pavement was just fucked. And I'm not talking, like, there's potholes and divots and stuff like that. The entire thing was a wave.
Oh, that's neat.
So there was, like, a 1/4-mile, 0.5-mile, something like this, that the entire time you just go, and I will never forget. And I could be totally wrong as to how long it lasted, because it felt like it lasted for fucking
right,
ever.
Like an eon.
But for whatever amount of time it was. I'll never forget that for the rest of my life, because my mom from the backseat chimed, "Oh my," this is the only time I've heard her say, "Oh my God." I heard her say, "Oh my God, let it stop." Which, for people that know that my mom would never say something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But we ended up getting it back. We got the Yukon back and paid and stuff like that, and it was great. Took it on a test drive with the guy that owned the shop. His name was Kenny. He was a super nice guy. Kenny with an I.
Kenny. Oh, I was about to say Kenny or Kenny?
Kenny. K-I-N-N-Y. Kenny with an I.
Fucking hill jack.
Right? Super cool guy, though. Super cool guy. Place reminded me a lot of where I work now. But we took it around the block. Felt good, whatever. So we were like, fuck it. We have nothing else to do but drive 20 hours home. It is like 8 a.m. New Year's Eve day.
Yeah.
And we started trucking home. My dad drove 10 and a half hours or something like that. Decided he was clocked out of it. He couldn't go no more.
Sure.
So I forget where we were exactly, but we went ahead and swapped.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove the rest of the way. And another thing that I'll never forget, just because of this whole trip and stuff like that, is driving through Illinois. And it was whatever the fuck is going on, but there's nobody on the highway. And I looked down at my phone, and 12:00 a.m. just hit. 12:00 a.m. just hit. Everybody in the Yukon is asleep, and I'm the only one awake.
Ringing in the new year.
And I'll tell you what, and I don't know why, but that is just like the loneliest feeling on the face of this planet.
Well, yeah, because you know at that point in time, on New Year's Eve, or New Year's midnight on New Year's Eve, you know at that point, 98% of people out there have someone right now.
Yeah.
And you're just bombing ass through Illinois.
I'm just bombing ass through Illinois.
Everyone in the truck's dead to the world.
On some whatever stupid fucking highway. Everybody else, yeah, exactly. It's just the loneliest feeling on the face of this planet. It sucks.
I believe it.
But that's the only time that I've really ever broken down away from home, like that one time. And I feel bad for the folks down in Tennessee right now that are broken down, because I know,
that's why I want to go help them.
That's a dreadful feeling.
It is. It
sucks. Especially a transmission or a differential or an engine or...
Do they, and you probably know better than I do, but are they down there with anyone that can
remedy
that?
Yes. Yes and no, though.
Yes-ish?
Yes-ish. It's a question. At this point, we're dealing with the question of what's wrong with it, exactly?
Oh
my God.
Dude, I don't know what's in my belly right now, but...
Do you need to go wipe?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna buff out. It's been an all-day thing.
And you're gonna know better than I am, but with 68s in my head, it's a question of what is that? What exactly is wrong with it?
10-to-1 odds. 10-to-1 odds. Incorrect gear ratio code.
You think so?
Yeah, it made soup.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it
it made soup.
Is it... what I was thinking was, is it the torque converter this, or is it just throwing codes, or did it slush box itself?
Which no, it made soup.
Do you really think it made soup?
Yeah.
I would be curious.
Yeah, I do. It's a 68. They just bombed it. How many hours?
How far
Six
is it?
Six or eight?
Well, here. Actually, I'm curious, actually. We're just going to do it in a roundabout way. I'm going to look up how far it is from Columbus to Jamestown. So,
loaded.
Columbus.
One truck, two truck.
A half-ton show truck,
yes.
And a car.
Okay.
On the trailer. I don't know how long the trailer is, but it doesn't matter. Columbus, Ohio. No. Okay, here we go. Columbus, Ohio. So from here, Columbus, Ohio is 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, but they're different relation to...
Yes. So
they're closer than
we
are.
To map it. Oh, they might not be as close as you and I think. Now that I'm staring at this. Jamestown, Tennessee. Loading. Oh, they are closer. 5 hours and 15 minutes from home.
We'll call it six.
With a loaded trailer on.
I mean, we haven't talked to them yet. We don't know exactly what's going on.
Right. We're just...
I'm going to venture to say the dirty old 68 through an incorrect gear ratio code.
Which then warrants a transmission, doesn't it? Or a rebuild of some kind or something, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a, it's not a, it's not a drain and fill filter situation.
Nope. Never is.
Damn it. If it is
the that... odds are that guy's dead. He's unemployed. He packed his shit up and he left.
He packed his shit up and he left.
Those are the odds.
Damn it. I really hope not. Jesus Christ.
That one was rowdy.
Yeah, it sounded fucking rowdy. Good fucking God. Did you ever break down away from home?
No.
Really? Not even like a blown head gasket or something? Or
no.
Damn, I'm just one unlucky son of a bitch.
No, I've never really...
Well, actually, I'm not as unlucky as I probably could be.
Which is weird, because I've always driven, like, shit boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever... Well, had, like, a I'm hours away from home, I need help thing.
Well, and it baffles me that I actually haven't either. Especially over the past 3 years, I've driven thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of miles. And I've never...
Well, you know what I think part of it is?
What?
If something breaks, we're not afraid to just fucking send it.
Well, yeah, but...
Most people are like, it broke, I can't drive it. And I'm like,
yeah, no, no, we, I know...
The closer I get, the better off I am, and I know how to fix it, so...
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, depending on exactly what it is and how bad it is, I'll still drive it.
Yeah, but I've never had, like, a... I really haven't.
Like the 6 liter, like, okay, we'll say the 6 liter is a perfectly fine working vehicle, whatever. It doesn't have gremlins.
Okay, so now we're being DeLulu.
So we're gonna be delusional for a second. The leaky axle seal on that thing.
Oh yeah.
The axle seal that decides when it wants to leak.
Well, you know what I'm wondering?
What?
If it's leaking just a little bit, and it's enough to just every now and then sling a drop or two on the rotor, and it gets hot.
Well, and here's...
That's what I'm wondering.
And here's...
Because it's been...
It's been forever.
Year and a half.
And you know what I started noticing? Is when we do smell that...
Yeah.
Like burning axle, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's only when I beat the fucking shit out of that truck.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Like at UCC last year, a couple times I smelled it.
Yeah.
But I was cruising the highway doing 115, 120 mile an hour.
Yeah.
But when I just drive it back and forth to work and go an hour away and come back and whatever, yeah, and yada, yada, yada.
Generally,
and I'm
fine.
Just, and I'm generally fine. But even if I leave here and drive 15 minutes north and I'm like, you know what, I haven't beat on this truck in a while and I just fucking give it shit, then it smells hot. It's really only when I beat the fuck out of it. It's when I'm constantly changing speeds.
Yeah.
Like, I speed up really fast, I slow down really quick. It's not a gradual...
It makes sense. If you're beating the piss out of it, it probably gets warmer and it expands a little more.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
It's
not a totally failed wheel seal.
No.
It's like a half retarded one.
But my point is...
It matches the driver.
Fuck you. But my point is, like any normal day-to-day driver smells something, sees something going on, knows of something, they're like, I'm not driving that 8 hours away from home.
Oh! Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck. Actually, you know how bad that thing leaks? Almost an entire year lapsed from when you told me it was leaking.
Yeah.
And we figured that out. Until UCC 2023.
Yeah.
Do you know how much oil I put in that differential? Because I was actually kind of scared. Because I was...
No, I remember. It wasn't that much.
It was like you take a quart bottle.
Yeah, because we were going to change it right before we left, and we never did.
And we never did. Because I filled it, I went to fill it, and I took a quart bottle.
Yeah, you put a couple squirts in it.
Yeah, I put like,
yeah, it was
I like
fine.
Squeezed it a little bit a couple times, and then it was fine. It was flowing out of the differential. And I was like, fuck!
That's like both my, I know for a fact both my Dodges need output seals on the transfer case.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
I literally had the second gen in the air in service the other day. Didn't even check the fluid in the case. whatever.
Whatever. It's fucking fine. That is actually one of my favorite parts about being a mechanic is...
Yeah, you can just neglect your shit and not care about it.
You can do that, but because you know exactly how far you can take it...
Oh, yeah.
Before it's too fucking
far. It's a problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shit, I drove my mega cab to Scheid one year with a cracked transfer case. Do we have an update?
Yes... It's from our transmission holder.
We have a holder?
Of a transmission?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's got one?
Like an hour away.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, that
okay.
guy.
Well, that's on the way.
So, it's like, yeah, no, but at the same time, yeah.
It's on the way. As long as it doesn't take us 8 fucking hours to get to Louisville, okay. Yeah, I don't care.
So, yeah, exactly. So, there was a bunch of text messages I missed. He said, I think there's one sitting in the ship. Let me see if Brandon's still awake. Negative on the one sitting in the shop. There's a silver truck that he just got tore apart last weekend, but it's still in the truck, and the truck didn't run. Supposedly, it's a Jasper Trans.
Okay.
Think there's paperwork for it. Maybe get a hold of this guy or this guy. They deal with 60s a fair amount.
Regardless, we can find one between here and there.
But the thing that's scaring me right now is the last text message I got was, I have an idea.
I don't want to talk to Ron anymore. Have we received update from the Strandees?
No, not yet. After this, I might call him. Just depending on what Ron's exact response is.
Just tell him and say, hey...
Oh,
it's loaded in the truck and we're leaving.
Oh, God. Hold on.
Have we received word from Ron yet?
Yes, Ron.
Ooh, put this on speakerphone.
Hold on.
Live on the air, Ron.
Yeah, Ron, you're live on the air, but please keep talking.
Okay. I have an idea for the rescue.
Okay, just so you know, we haven't named the Strandees. They're anonymous at this point in time.
Okay. All right. So, working off of the presumption, let's say we cannot find a good used 68 to take down.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Does your 6-liter have a gooseneck ball?
Yeah.
The 6-liter is out of the equation at this point in time.
Okay.
That guy's 3/4 dead and he's got some gremlins.
Okay. So, the Mega's got a gooseneck though, doesn't it?
Funny story.
It doesn't anymore, does it?
Oh, no, it still has it.
Oh, no.
As of yesterday, the Mega has also developed gremlins.
Joy. So the second gen doesn't have a gooseneck ball, right?
Sure as shit doesn't.
Fuck. Okay.
Okay, well, forget about this whole thing. If we have something with a gooseneck ball, what is your idea?
Well, it would require two things with a gooseneck ball. Is the thing. So, let's assuming off the fact we don't have a transmission to take down to swap, able to get the Strandees home, use my 6-liter and a gooseneck with a winch that I have access to, pull my 6-liter on the gooseneck down with something else with a gooseneck, and then whatever... is used to pull my 6-liter down can pull the Strandees trailer with the two vehicles that are on it back home for them, and then my 6-liter can surely handle that gooseneck and a truck on it.
Oh. Also a relatively viable option.
Okay.
This depends on the owner of the trailer letting me use it, which he'll probably call me stupid, but I think I can get him to let me do it.
I also, if that doesn't work out, I have at least 2 gooseneck trailers I can get my hand on.
Do they have winches?
Yes.
Okay.
However, I would love to not tow the one to Tennessee because it weighs 8,000 fucking pounds dry.
Yeah, well, that's what this is, a fucking tandem axle 25 fucking big tech, so it's not a small girl.
Small girl.
Small girl.
Small girl. Because that'd be the whole idea of pulling my 6 liter down on the gooseneck, is because it's not efficient. It is a gas 6 liter 3/4 pound. It's going to hate its fucking life.
Right.
So if we could prolong its easiness.
Prolong its beating, if you will.
Yeah, prolong whatever this 4L80 has left in her. for as long as possible. Because it's, I mean, I've pulled several. I mean, I pulled America to Vanward. I pulled Bernie. I pulled a fucking big Alice Chalmers that weighed like 12,000 pounds one time. That was horrible. That was 4 miles a gallon. That sucked. But so surely, you know, once you get down there, be able to handle a truck back to the home residence of the Strandies. Well, one Strandy. I'm not taking it to the home residence of the other. Fuck that. But
hold on.
Update. We have a Strandy on the line.
I'm going to give you a call back, Ron.
Okay.
Hello?
Can I give you a call back in like 10, 15 minutes? Awesome. I will talk to you later.
We're hatching a plan.
we're discussing things, but I'll call you back soon. All right. Talk to you in a bit. Bye. A lot of things just happened at once.
Okay. What's the update on the Strandies?
The update on the Strandies is that if they still want to podcast, they can.
Okay.
But I would just like to call them back to check in on them after we're done with
this.
Which is why I told them 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So we can still have...
We can still hatch a master plan.
Yes, if you will. regardless, whatever, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. We got to talk to him. This is both a good idea and a bad idea all at the same time. But I've never lived for anything more than this.
Oh, no. This I'm actually a little excited right now. Like, I feel shitty that the Strandies are stranded.
I do.
But I'm also jonesing right now. I'm like, ah!
What does a Dodge pickup weigh?
Which one?
Fourth gen.
I don't know. Probably 7 or 8 thou.
Seven or eight thou.
Truck's a mega too, isn't it?
Not a mega, just a 4.
Just a 4?
Just a 4.
Probably 7 or 8 thou.
Probably 7 or 8 thou. Ron could tow that. Easy.
I'd think so.
I would think so too.
Or we can take... We can figure out a way to take 2 diesel pickups down.
We could figure out a way to do that.
It's figure-outable.
It's figure-outable. With the amount of diesel pickups we have at our disposal...
Yeah, I mean, it's figure-outable.
Yeah, it's figure-outable. In the amount... Also, the amount of I don't care how much sleep I get is also very figure-outable.
Yeah, it's figure-outable.
I am... Yeah.
I care how much sleep I get, but for friends, I will sacrifice.
If you want me to drive without sleep, I need 2 things. About 3 to 4 Red Bulls, depending on how far I'm going to go.
2 packs of smokes.
Two packs of smokes and a radio.
Yeah.
And I'll fucking... I'll haul
We'll get
ass.
There.
That's how I got home from Georgia.
Oh, I know.
That is exactly how I got home from Georgia. No, there was no...
These people have gotten Georgia secondhand. I've gotten it first.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, nobody but a couple people got the Snapchat video of it's fixed, and then, what was it, like 9 hours later, I was...
You were home?
I was home.
Yeah. I think when I went to bed, it was, it's fixed. And when I woke up, you were like, or when I was getting to work, you were getting home.
Yeah.
That's almost as good as at like 3:30 a.m. with a... 60 series running. I'm a fucking animal.
Oh no, that was a cat.
Oh no, it was a cat, you're right.
Yeah, it was, actually I remember that very well. It wasn't even 3:30. It was 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I was wait. Yeah, it was like, it was an obscene hour.
5:30 in the morning.
You, cuz I was getting up.
Yeah, you get a Snapchat video and it's just me in this fucking stupid 3406E running. And it's shit. I'm a fucking animal.
Shit.
I was up all night all night working on that fucking thing. Got her done, though. Got her done. I then promptly went home and slept for a very long time.
Yeah, like, yeah, that was one of those good ones.
Mm-hmm. Regardless, we're at like 45 minutes. We could probably, because we have things we have to talk about with other people.
Yeah, we have a lot to figure out in the next hour here.
Yeah.
A lot.
I think we're going to go ahead and cut it off.
Yeah. Sorry to make it short, but
we're going to see if we can.
There's a lot of things unfolding right now, and we need to be present.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to figure out what the situation is, if we can help, what's going on, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
It may turn into a hell of a story for you guys, though.
It may.
It's already been a relatively good story.
But if it doesn't, you'll still hear about it.
Yeah, you'll hear about it either way.
So, until next time.
Bye-bye.